Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, and welcome to Camp Breakdown. We're going to focus on the outside linebacker position. Tom Thayer, it's really a position of strength, and it's a position of depth, and it may be the deepest of any position on the entire team. Now, that's a matter of opinion, of course, but it's my reflection on it.
Well, you just think of where you were a year ago at this time. You were making a defensive change. Vic Fangio was bringing in a new defense for the first time in Chicago Bear history, and two of the characters were coming off of devastating injuries, a knee and an Achilles, when you talk about Lamar Houston and Willie Young.
I like how you say characters, because right. They are characters also.
Yeah, they are. They all are, but, you know, nowadays, it's almost like you have a surplus of talent because they have an understanding of the system. You got Christian Jones back at the outside linebacker position where his body style fits a little bit better. You have Sam Acho, who's a veteran of a lot of NFL games, and you have Pernell McPhee waiting in the wings starting on the pup list. So you do have a lot of talent here at this position, and I think it's probably one of the most important positions, not even to mention first-round draft choice Leonard Floyd. However, it's probably one of the most important positions on this defense because it creates so much versatility, whether you're covering the pass or trying to put pressure on the passer.
Well, there's an injured player right now. Not injured. He's been dealing with illness. Roy Robertson-Harris is another interesting guy. I haven't seen him yet, but he's got all the tools to be an outside linebacker and a pass rusher. Long and lean. I think he's almost 6'7", but he's not been able to practice. Somebody to keep an eye on, though, as camp goes on. Let's talk about Pernell McPhee, because he's not been around at all in terms of the practice field, so no one's really seen him. But what he's been doing privately, trying to get that knee right, and I think they're going to take their time. But he's a key part of this whole puzzle defensively.
Yeah. Well, he immediately came in here last year and changed the culture of the defense. Not only how they played on the practice field, but the type of message he was trying to deliver to the rest of his teammates and how he all wanted all of them to act. And I love what I got to learn about Pernell McPhee last year. And it would be really exciting to see him come out here this year and be a contributor when the regular season starts. He's not the type of guy that needs extensive training camp time, because I think those reps are still important for Willie Young and Lamar Houston and Christian Jones and the other guys we mentioned. But again, we talked about the talent they have there. It could be a real huge boost to this defense.
So a year removed from learning how to play outside linebacker, and Lamar Houston had some of that experience, obviously, in Oakland, and Willie Young now completely healthy. What are your expectations for both of these guys?
Sacks. Pressure on the opponent's quarterback. And that's one of the key elements here. And one of the unique traits of this 3-4 defense led by Vic Fangio is you have to be able to morph your defense according to the offense you're playing. And if they can move it into the look of a 4-man line, they have great talent with Willie Young and Lamar on the outside and because of the inside defensive line talent. But again, now if you have a team that's pass happy or run happy, you can change the fronts accordingly because of the talent you have.
That's when you unleash the guy who's got the best makeup of anybody on this team in terms of raw skill set, even though he's inexperienced at this level, is Leonard Floyd. Let him go get the quarterback.
Right. Well, you know, people, I think, are going to be really impressed with Leonard Floyd because he's explosive. He has great fit. He knows how to use his length. He's got great skill to chase the play, even if it goes away from him. And I tell you what, he's only now beginning to scratch the surface of what he's going to become as an NFL professional. And he has his body style type to watch when you look at the similarities between he and Willie Young.
No doubt. They're long and they're lean. That's Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Inside Linebackers coming up next. And keep it here for all your training camp coverage on ChicagoBears.com.